church.
Why should she share?
Happy Tolbert Day. When I saw him walk out of the sky.
Sing a lick, but thank God for those that can. Amen. Hallelujah. I enjoy it.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, woo! That's right.
And I'll tell him how I miss him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck if I get where I'm going. There'll be only happy days.
Right.
I will shed the sins and struggles.
This church might be small, but it's sure
makes
a loving church. And I want to thank each and every
Amen,
one.
Amen, Kevin. We'll see it. Amen.
Joanne just came on here and said to remember her in prayer. She goes to the hospital when?
Monday,
yes.
Amen.
Wednesday for her biopsy.
Yes. She's Monday got for her Wednesday. Just remember.
She turned it based on the way. A little long black train for y'all this morning. Bless you, Lord.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and found. you know there's victory in the Lord. I say,
yes, sir.
Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father in His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. I said, now cling to the Father.
Showed up here unexpectedly. I remember y'all telling all them people I work with knows the big difference in me. He's one of them.
Amen.
He already knew the Lord. And they all looked at me like, what happened to him? And he was one that I guess firsthand saw what a difference Jesus made. I don't know if you was there the day that I hit that press with a hammer and took the Lord's name in vain, but there was a lot of crew members around. I don't know if Chuck was one of them or not. I remember Phil Zamtuk and Neil Purcell. I remember Joel Stone and Kirk Nunn. Maybe even, I don't know, a couple more, but I don't remember if Chuck was there or not. But I'll tell you one thing. I dropped that hammer and I said, Lord, I'm sorry right in front of those men.
Amen.
Was you there at 5:16 that day? I hit that. I'm glad he wouldn't, because it was bad enough.
But
those men had respect for me, and Chuck, good child of God, good saved son of God.
Amen.
Boy, we had good fellowship. But Chuck can sing. I can't. And I'd like for him, if he wants to, willing to, I'd like for him to sing us a couple songs. I'm not in no hurry. I'm like Mays Jackson. I've cut both hands off my roller bar, and it's still good. Amen.
Amen.
But I like to get Chuck sing at least two songs. I'm so glad he chose to come by this morning. Oh, you can't put a price on the blessing I've been bestowed upon this morning just to be in the house of the Lord like that brother Chuck come, please. You need anything? You just going to get your bottle of water or anything?
No, it's small enough, but you know, I want to say I'm truly thankful. Now, I know Brother Eddie don't want no pat on the back.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
But I wish you all could have seen
Amen. What
I've seen. You can see.
Amen.
You can see what kind of man he is right
yes.
now. And I know he's told you about his past. He's not, he don't try to hide nothing.
No.
And he's truly right, and me and him, fellowship, I've never forgot it.
Amen.
Every once in a while, I still call your name in prayer.
Yes, thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, my dad and mom came over.
Yeah,
they told me about coming, told me about some people getting saved that morning.
Yeah.
Didn't surprise me a bit, you know. Because I won't tell y'all, and y'all probably already know, but when Brother Eddie got saved, the world was behind him.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I never seen anybody go 100%. Not 100, but 110%. That's how he is about everything.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is. He goes at it as hard as he can go at it. And that's what he's done for the Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
I'm glad he's come your way this morning.
Amen.
And I'm glad that...
That's good.
You know, the Lord don't make no mistakes.
No,
that's right.
You know, this morning, our church used to have service every other Sunday and one Saturday night. And then we started having fifth Sunday services. Well, there was a young man that got in trouble recently. And that's probably because I went to my church this morning. I say accident, but it's no accident that I'm here today.
Because the Lord
knows all about it.
That's right.
Just like Brother Eddie.
Right.
He wouldn't have mentioned my name this morning. That wouldn't have come to him And when I got to church, I mean, I was already thinking about you this morning. I probably should have just said, Lord, you know, is that where I need to go this morning instead of just going to church?
Amen.
But as soon as I seen everybody wasn't there, I figured I knew what happened. And Brother Eddie come to my mind immediately. And I'm like, I'm going.
Hey, man.
I'm going to the other side of Smith's Grove. I don't know where it's at, but I know it's somewhere close. And I'm going to try to find that church. God is good this morning.
Amen, amen. Brother Chuck. Amen. Bless your heart, man.
He's good.
So hold on.
You know, it's strange that you said a couple songs, but because there was a couple
good.
My heart and mind coming over.
Amen.
I don't know all of one of them, but I want to sing part of it. But the first song is called Once in the Stillness.
Amen. Bless you.
Once in the stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power.
Amen.
I fell on my knees and
yes.
I prayed right. to
Amen.
Him.
Amen, Richard.
Oh, merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer.
Amen.
Well, every hour of every day.
Bless you, Richard.
Well, every morning.
Bless you, brother.
In every
Amen.
Way,
Amen. Amen.
I'm leaning on Jesus,
Woo! Hallelujah.
The rock of my soul.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm singing His
Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother.
Wherever I go,
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
I'll never forget
Bless you,
Woo! That night on my knees.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I was begging Amen. For mercy.
Yes,
you were.
Woo!
For the Lord to save me.
Bless you, brother Chuck.
Thank you.
It's life's sweetest moment.
Yes, it is.
That time can erase.
Yes.
I'm saved by His mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Redeemed by His grace.
Amen.
Well, every hour of every day.
Amen.
Well, every moment. In every way,
yes,
I'm leaning on Jesus, the rock of my soul.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
I'm singing His praise.
Yes, why? Yes.
Wherever I go,
Woo! Praise the Lord. Boy, this don't get no better. Amen.
Brother Eddie probably remembers, and this is another time when the Lord was working on both ends. You know, I used to sing a lot, Sister Sharon, you know, when I was younger. Tried to do it for the right reason. And but I got to go into a different church, and that wasn't really their way for a solo, but the Lord worked that in anyway, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
I had to kind of press against, you know, well, this is not what they usually do, but the Lord helped me to go ahead and sing there.
Amen.
But that being said, you know, it'd been about 7 years since I had went anywhere to sing anywhere.
Bless you, Brother Chuck. Bless you, brother.
And you, if you remember, Brother Eddie, Brother Ricky, prophet, Pastor of Glasgow.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all probably know.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Eddie's pastor. And was out my barn.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I had horses and I had a little barn. That was my prayer place.
Bless you, brother.
And I went out there, and one night, the Lord just passed by in a great way. And I was just praying and thanking the Lord, trying to pray and thanking Him for His mercies and His love. Don't remember really what I was praying about, but I just remember being caught up in the Spirit.
Amen.
And Brother Andy, I seen myself standing at Brother Ricky, Little Bethel, Free Will Baptist.
Yeah.
I was standing there and I was singing this song in front of the congregation.
Yeah.
And this song came to me. And I said, Lord, if it's your will, I'll do it then.
Amen.
And so I did. I went one day. And, you know, we had service a few days. I didn't want to miss my regular service, so I waited till we wasn't having no service. This is how the Lord works.
Yeah.
That's right.
I showed up. As soon as I walked in the door, Brother Eddie walked out of the prayer room. He shook my hand and said, Brother, we're glad to see you today.
I don't know exactly what he said.
Amen. But here's what he said. Not nothing on my part. But he said, we was hoping something special was going to happen today.
Amen.
Because that was Brother Ricky's first sermon as full-time pastor. They was looking for a witness.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it was a witness. Brother Ricky came out right after Brother Eddie. He shook hands with me and said, you going to sing for us today?
Amen.
I said, well, that's what I came for.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
And he said, well, I still do sometimes play the piano, sing, but this morning didn't feel like I needed to do that. He said, there's an organ or a piano, whatever you want to use, you're welcome to use it. I said, I believe I'm just going to stand and sing because that's how I've seen it, you know.
Bless you, Chuck.
But that, you know, I thank God, you can look back every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you can see the Lord sets you up a few stones, you know.
That's right.
You can look back. You don't have to go all the way back to say, well, Lord, did you really save me back there? You just got to go back a little way,
yeah,
Brother Eddie. But
that's
you've
right.
got some experiences with God.
Right.
You don't have to go all the way back.
Amen.
Right.
But this is a song that come to me. This lady asked me to sing this song after I sung the one that I did that I felt like singing. And I'll sing a little bit of it.
Bless you, Lord.
And this is why I came this morning.
Amen.
Brother Eddie.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
I came on business for the King. He told me to smile.
Woo!
And He told me to sing.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
Amen.
I can't just stand here and do my own thing. I came on business for the King.
Amen.
Let's not hurry through and close up our hearts.
Amen, Brother Chuck.
With programs so well planned, we leave
bless you, bless
out
you.
His part.
Yeah. Bless you.
Let's pause Woo! For
Thank
a
you.
Moment.
Amen.
His Spirit. Too clean.
I
came on business
yes.
for the King.
Bless you, Brother Chuck.
I came on business for the King.
Amen.
He told me to smile and He told
Bless
me
you,
to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't just stand here and do my own thing.
Amen.
I came on business Woo! For Amen. The King.
Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Bless you, Brother Chuck. Thank you, brother. Well, I don't know about you all. I done forgot about all my worries.
Yeah,
okay. Amen. I ain't worried about the beans burning. I ain't worried about nothing. Amen. Amen. Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, I believe it is, it says, be still. Know that I'm God. I'll tell you what, when you know He's God, you don't worry about nothing else. Amen.
Right, right.
Now, I believe we're kind of worried about too much anyway. Jesus told Martha, He said, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good thing that shall not be taken from her. I'll tell you what, buddy, let's keep our mind where it needs to be, and let's not forget about the time. I mean, this is the Lord's time, and He don't never really, like Brother Chuck said there, He don't never really get His time.
Right.
I remember reading a thing at the house, starting out the house door, and I don't even barely remember it, but I remember it said, I waited hoping you had time for me. I think the name of it was called The Letter.
Amen.
I waited hoping you had time. I couldn't even go to work. I fell down on the floor and wept.
Amen.
I said, I'm sorry, Lord.
Bless.
I was in such a hurry that I didn't have time for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of brought it out the way I couldn't deny it. And I realized how true that letter was. Hoping you'd have time for me. Amen. Man, I wasn't expecting this blessing this morning. I'll take them by the dozens. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate Brother Chuck. We had good fellowship at work. The Bible said how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And boy, we had a lot of unity. Man, we shared a lot of good scripture together. We had a lot of good Holy Spirit fellowship. I mean, buddy, he'd share some things with me that, boy, I mean, I couldn't reach them. I ain't kidding you now. They's on up the train. And every now and then I'd get one shared with him. Amen. And it, all right, yeah, but it was good. I'm glad God allowed us to have that. Amen.
Yeah,
you know, you don't really think about it at the time, but looking back on it, you realize just how precious all that time was. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Man, I'm like a blind dog in the meat house. I don't know which direction to run in. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Boy, it's rich. Good. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not going to preach long. I'll probably break this message down into two parts. But I do want to attempt to preach a little bit from what the Lord directed me to here. I got a few notes here. Dumb in a box of rocks. And I've got several thoughts I don't want to leave out here. But in Judges chapter 2, I'm going to read the first 12 verses. Just reading those 12 verses probably enough of the Word of God for us. Amen. But here, Judges here, chapter 2, verse 1. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to mock him and said, I made you go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Ye shall throw down their altars. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be as a snare unto you. And it came to pass when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the people of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, which means weepers, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timpres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gash. And also all that generation. That's important right there.
Yeah.
All that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. The Lord, even to this day, has power. Even to this day, Father, sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, a discerner of thoughts. Lord, it cuts, Lord, asunder bone and marrow. Father, we pray, God, today you'd honor your Word. Lord, you'd take your Word today, open our eyes with eyesight, unstop our ears. Help us to redeem the times that we're living in, Lord. Give us, I pray, Lord, the ability to give the most earnest heed to your Word today. Lord, help, I pray, Father, Lord, that this tongue may speak, Lord, clearly, not stutter. Lord, help our ears to be able to hear and receive the Word of God. Lord, whatever done here today, we ask, Lord, that you'd receive glory and honor for it, for we give you praise and ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today on another generation, which the Bible says here that there arose another generation. In verse 10, and we're kind of in the same predicament.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Chuck talked about days gone by, and I'll be talking to some degree about days gone by, but we could all talk the same about days gone by, and we can look back over our shoulder,
right?
And now we can see it's a big difference.
Bless him, Lord.
Now, back when I was in school, they still had the Bible in school.
Right.
I remember the principal reading the Bible over the intercom. I remember him praying over us on the intercom, praying over us in the classroom,
right,
every school day morning. I remember we had the Ten Commandments on the wall. I remember we had the Pledge of Allegiance on the wall. And we recited the Ten Commandments every school day morning. And we recited the Pledge of Allegiance every school day morning. And it was instilled in our heart how important that it was to have that in the classroom.
Right.
Like you, I took it for granted.
Yeah.
And we're kind of in the same predicament, Israel. They fell by the wayside, and we're falling by the wayside, even in the church we are.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, we're supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, I mean, buddy, we're supposed to be working until Jesus coming. And when Jesus comes, he said, shall he find faith on the earth?
Right.
Faith, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What was that famine in the last days? Of hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
I want you to know, just like Israel, that generation that knew the Lord, that knew the works of God. Now you got a generation, Brother Mitchell, that don't know the Lord.
Right.
They don't know the works of God. Hey, they're drift. The anger is let go. And I want you to know, in the sea of sin, it's a terrible place to be saved.
Amen.
Bible says in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, all the nations that forget God shall be turned in the head.
Right.
And I've seen America take that same mistake, that same turn, going the wrong way. The Bible mentions Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, broads the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that enter therein, and narrow's the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. I'm watching America do the same thing Israel.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to say. Things have changed, and they've changed for the worse.
That's right.
You think, why is all this happening? Well, the Bible tells us that the day of the Lord can't come except there come a falling away first.
Yeah, that's right.
And that man of sin be revealed. Right. And my pastor so rightly said, we're victims of prophecy, Sister Phyllis.
Right.
I mean, I understand that these times have to come. I just don't like it. And I want you to know I want to do something about it. How can you, Brother Eddie? I can do something about this.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I might not be able to change their mind. But the Bible said that will give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe Isaiah 26:4, I can do something about this old boy, amen.
That's right.
Hey, I can do something about Eddie Wade, amen.
That's right.
Old Chuck can do something about old Chuck.
That's right.
Man, I plan on staying on track. I'm still looking for Jesus to come, brother.
Amen.
All I know, brother, he may be coming today.
Yeah.
Woo! Wouldn't that be good? Get out of this mess. Hallelujah. I mean, I can't make no sense out of it. Not only do they contradict themselves, but they're going around in circles. You know, remember, Moses went around that mountain. God said, you run around this mountain long enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're at. We're going around in circles, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll do anything but go this way right here.
That's, right.
Uh-huh. That's the only thing that'll help America that I know of. A lot has changed. And thank God I grew up in a godly society or godly generation. And this godly, godless society that has come to be I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But in this case right here, the scriptures that I read, I want you to notice their leadership has died.
You're right.
You notice that it said Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, and they buried him. That next verse says, and also that generation, wait a minute. Yeah. That generation, verse 10, were gathering their fathers, and so their leadership of Joshua, the leadership of the leaders that were there, they died.
Yeah,
I'm seeing some of that now. You know, I know we're kind of down to the last days of the church age, but I know there's churches, Brother Mitchell, that if a pastor left, they die.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you say it, they're riding the wagon, hold on to the coattail, whatever you call it. And look, old Brother Eddie, I plan to be here until the Lord comes, but I ain't going to live forever. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
And I ain't got no for sale sign on. Hey, I'm glad to be anywhere, but I'm especially glad to be here.
Yeah,
I'm like Brother Chuck. I believe the Lord directed me here. I believe I'm not only supposed to be here. I believe that while I am here, I'm supposed to do what God called me to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I plan on preaching the Word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Well, thus said the Word of God, their leadership died.
Amen.
Like churches, Tammy, if their leadership died, they died.
Right.
I ain't putting it down for that. You know, I realize we all need to grow. I'm still growing. Feel like I'm a babe in Christ.
Yeah.
But I tell you right now, buddy, Peter said, as newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Shame on us for not growing in the Lord. Shame on us for not growing to mature. I mean a soldier. I mean a good soldier for Christ. Amen. God help us.
Amen.
Boy, that's one thing we need to really work on is growing in the Lord. Amen. We grow in everything else.
That's right.
If their leadership died, they hadn't been following faithfully. They'd just been falling. And they fell victims to their negligent, blind leading blind is what they had left. They had no leadership. And like I said, churches are dying today because their leadership is dying. They can't go on because they didn't pass on the torch or they didn't instill in the hearts of the congregation what they needed to do in the case of their absence, and they couldn't go any further. Amen. Their leadership had died. In the worst case scenario, they knew not the Lord. You ain't going too far
unless you know the Lord anyway. Right. Now, I mean, I don't want you to know, praise God, He's the good shepherd. I'm one of His sheep. And hey, man, when I get out of line, that shepherd's crook bolt still works. He bring me right back, Brother Ed.
That's right.
He said, you need to occupy a lot. Come in, Brother Ed, talking to his mom about wanting to go home.
Yeah.
And I said, there must be some reason we're still here. I guess there's nothing else, Brother Ed. We just need to occupy till he comes. Amen.
Right.
Or if he sends somebody take our place, I believe right here is what we need to be. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
They didn't know the Lord. Somehow they missed it. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God's speaking to Joshua.
Yeah.
And he told him some things to do. Mm. I don't know if he passed it along or not, but God told him, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Yeah, amen.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen.
Now Joshua, I'm persuaded, did that. Mm-hmm. But whether he promoted that or gave it to the next generation, passed the torch, so to speak, I don't know. But the Bible plainly says, this generation knew not the Lord. We got a lot that profess to know Christ.
Yeah.
But the Bible said in works they deny Him. I mean, when you do the math, it just don't add up.
That's right.
Now, Brother Chuck worked with me a long time. He remembers old Drunk Eddie and old Cursing Eddie and old, I guess you say, Contentious Eddie. I mean, get up in your face and try to intimidate you. Boy, he saw the difference that Jesus made in it.
Amen.
Didn't take us long to be friends. Amen. I mean, brother, we both drunk from the same fountain. It was so easy to have conversation with Brother Chuck. He knew the Lord. And I want you to know he knew Him personally. And when you know the Lord personally, and you meet someone else that knows the Lord, you can have sweet fellowship with Him.
Amen.
Boy, out there at work, we encourage a lot of people. I brought people to Him. He brought people to me. And we're just trying to edify them, trying to help them. And we pray for them at that work and try to point them in the right direction. But this generation, they knew not the Lord. Amen. We've got a generation like that right now. How'd it happen, Brother Ed?
Amen.
I'll tell you how it happened. Hitler said, capture the youth and you take the country. They invaded our school systems with this evolution, this secular world, diverse humanist teaching.
Yep.
And you know what? You sow the bad seed, well, guess what comes up?
That's right.
You gotta sow good seed. If you want a good crop, you gotta sow good seed. They're sowing diverse seed. They're promoting diversity. I want you to know God loves diversity this much. Whosoever, let him come and drink the water of life freely. Yeah. Whosoever, let him call upon me and be saved. I mean, that kind of diversity God loves. But I want you to know there's a good way. There's a right way. And it's Jesus.
Amen.
They're saying,
amen.
They don't think there was no such thing as Jesus.
That's right.
See, this generation here, they missed it somehow, fellas.
Yeah, they have missed it.
You know, praise God, I'm glad I didn't miss it. I mean, I missed it for 34 years.
Yeah.
But praise God, when I got in it, I want you to know, like Brother Chuck said, I agree with his statement. I went 110%. I went Jesus all the way. I'm like Paul. I counted everything I've learned for 34 years as done for Christ. Amen. I couldn't get enough of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God help us to continue that way. Somehow, we're losing the generation coming up behind us. You ever thought about the ones in front of you? How they fought so hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They didn't have no disputes about which Bible to use. They rewrote the song books now. I'm glad to see this thing in here.
Right.
But you can't hardly find a song book now. It's got the blood in it.
That's right. Oh, you okay?
There's some churches that call the
Here on Calvary, they call that a slaughterhouse religion. Well, read Isaiah 53. He's led like a lamb to the slaughter. So I guess that's true. Amen. Right. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Right. I mean, Jesus said, this my blood is shed for you. Amen. Yeah. He shed his blood so that I can be saved. Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
And you ain't going to get too far without blood.
That's right.
No, this ain't an accident. This is currently conceived. Jesus, he told us about five times, take heed no man deceive you. And through deception, through lies, through all kinds of propaganda, we got a generation coming up behind us, Phyllis. It's bad enough
to
have a TV remote
right,
sitting there scrolling channels.
Right.
It's bad enough to be playing video games. It's bad enough to have these things in your ear and go down and get something, you know, you go out and like this. It's bad enough to have one of these smartphones in your. Oh, that looks like.
You're right.
Yeah.
How do you get their attention, Mitchell?
That's right.
How do I break through all of that
right,
confusion, all that distraction? You ever thought about just handing somebody a track nowadays?
Right.
I ain't got time for that. I got this
right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah. Ain't got time.
You see the predicament. I know Joshua done his job. I know he done a good job. I know the elders done their job. I know they done a good job. But somehow the generation coming behind them, they dismissed it.
Yeah, sure did.
They didn't know the Lord. That's worst case scenario. God told Joshua, read it, heed it, study it, believe it.
Yeah.
Our children are falling through the cracks, Brother Ed.
They sure are.
Like I said, it's not an accident.
No, it's not.
They're being bombarded. They're being indoctrinated. They're being, I mean, hoodwinked, you name it. I mean, our youth are under attack. The devil's got his crosshairs on them. And I know it's a sign of the times.
Yes, it is.
But we really need to reach our youth, huh? One thing on my mind, I know it's a little church. I know it's going to grow. But one thing on my mind, I want some Sunday school classes.
That's right.
And I mean, buddy, we've got to somehow get the Word of God to these young people.
Right.
We've got to get them, I mean, in, get them to the Lord, get them saved.
Right.
Get them, I mean, a one to God for the world, ruins them, for the devil makes a havoc of any opportunity of them getting saved. I'm telling you, some of these people, their conscience is seared by an iron. I mean, buddy, they're reprobate.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This generation knew not the Lord. Mm-hmm. They didn't know the works of God. Also mentioned in verse number 10. History hadn't been taught them. Yesterday, wife, she's not doing good. I said, "Is there anything you can eat?" I was trying to move my daughter's things out of her apartment over there. She said, "Call me before you come home." And I called her. She said, "Go by Arby's over there, maybe get me roast beef." So, Brother Danny, I done it. I went over there and I made an order over there. And that girl, she said, $14.92. First thing I thought of when I heard $14.92, I thought, $14.92? Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I got over that window, and that girl didn't have a clue what I saw. You see, we had history when I was in school. Now, they don't teach our children curse up anymore.
No.
You know why they don't? Because, see, all of our legal documents are wrote in cursive.
Amen.
And they don't want them to read the history of America. They don't want them to know that it was a godly country that was raised up with prayer and with preaching and with men of God that was determined to live for God. They want to somehow erase that.
Yes, they do.
Right.
That generation got behind them, Carolyn.
Right.
They didn't know the works of God.
That's right.
Now that could have been their own fault. Or maybe that generation in front of them didn't do a good job of passing on to them.
Yeah.
You know what God said about Abraham in Genesis chapter 18? God said about him, Jerry, he said, "I know him, that he'll command his household after him, and they'll keep the law of the Lord. They'll keep the way of God." Hey, you got to pass that torch, amen. You got to teach your children.
Somehow, they didn't know the works of God. That's sad. This is the sixth book of the Lord. And by the sixth book of the Lord, they've dropped out of God's school. God said in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1, "Woe unto the rebellious children that take counsel, but not of me."
Yeah, that's right.
See, they'll hear someone else.
Yeah.
They won't hear old Brother Chuck there.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus said, "I come in my Father's name, and you hear me not." He said, "If another come in his name," he said, "him you'll hear." He said they didn't have an ear for the Word of God. Couldn't be passed to them. They wasn't interested in the things of God. And they had a worldly, sensuous, devilish mind. And they just kind of bypassed all the things that pertained to God and dwelt on the things of the world. God talked about them learning about Egypt. That's the type of the world. He said, "Woe to the rebellious children that take counsel, but not of me, Phyllis." You know why? He said that they might add sin to sin.
Right, right.
Now, I agree there's pleasure in sin. I had some myself. But it's for a season. Somehow or another I got saved before it finished its work. Because sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
That's right.
And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord. And I'm glad sin has been finished its course. I'm glad I'm still alive and healthy. Call upon Him that's rich in mercy. The only call upon Him and lay hold on eternal life. And God will refuge my soul. And my soul is sure and steadfast. Amen.
Amen.
Bulletproof. No weapon formed against me can prosper. You can kill this old body. I don't need it. It's temporary. I've got an eternal one head. In heaven, I'm grown to be clothed upon it when I get on it. Amen. I'll be like Jerry said, I may fly. Amen. I don't know. I just know I'm going to enjoy it when I finally get home. I'm not driving my 10 stakes too deep down here. This ain't home. Amen.
That's right. Mm.
Oh my. God told this rebellious generation, He said, they take counsel, but not of me. He said, not of my spirit. They go down to Egypt for their counsel. They haven't asked God for help. They're trusting in Egypt. That's about where we're at right now.
Yes, it is.
Well, not only that, I'm going to try to wrap this up. I'm looking at the clock back there. And I don't have no problem at all with time. But I do want to know what time it is. I want to be punctual. And I want to be practical too. You can just eat so much steak. I mean, you eat too much to get sick, you know what I mean? And right now I'm serving up steak. Amen. But listen, not only did their leadership die, not only did they not know the Lord, not only did they not know the history, didn't know the works of God, but listen, there's a selfish generation.
You're right there.
They wanted to do what they wanted to do, Brother Mitchell. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2 talks about lovers of their own selves. That's what this generation was. And lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, verse 4. And because of sin abounding, the love of many waxing cold, Matthew 24:12. Jude throws in a little bit here. And Jude verse 19 said they're sensual, having not the Spirit. This generation come up behind them. They didn't know the Lord. They didn't know the works of God. And they just cared about themselves, and that's about it.
You're right. Amen.
They didn't care about the consequences.
No.
They didn't care about anything. Man, I tried to witness people.
They don't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it.
No.
Said, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
It might be all right today. What about tomorrow?
Wait,
I mean, the Bible says, what shall I do at swelling of joy when death comes through the door? You ain't going to be all right then. But there's a selfish generation and they're a doomed generation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. We're approaching the end of the church age and Antichrist can't wait for us to get out of the way. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. And you know what? When we are taken out of the way, darkness is going to take our place.
That's right.
Our Savior, He's light in Him. You know, the Bible said God's light in Him, no darkness, no 50 shades of gray with God at all. He's light, and in Him is no darkness at all. We're supposed to be children of light. We're supposed to walk in the light. He's in the light. That's all we're going to have fellowship with. And we're supposed to make straight paths for our feet. The Andrew said His Word gives light. All kinds of things about light. But when the light is taken out, darkness takes its place. I go in the deepest cave, the darkest cave there is, Chuck, and have nothing but a match.
Right.
And light that whole cave up. Yep. But you blow that match out, and darkness takes its place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Darkness can't put that match up, Brother Danny. But if that match goes out, and we're going out with a shout.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. I mean, I'm going way out. Amen. I mean, a whole lot further. I mean, we got astronauts. Russia's got cosmonauts. But praise God, God's got was not. He didn't walk with God, and He was not. God took Him. Amen. One day we're going to be a was not. Hey, and we're going way out. Amen.
Right. Amen.
They talking about how big the universe is, and they ain't even scratched the surface.
That's right.
I mean, they think that, hey, we found more. There's more yet to be more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of these know-it-alls, Brother Chuck, you know, some of them so-called scientists, they seen that scripture over Amos. I think it's Amos 5 or Amos 9, where it talks about the seven stars of Orion, and they got up there and they looked and they said, that's a mistake. There's a mistake in the Bible. There's only six stars of Orion up there. And they sent that Hubble telescope up there, and the first thing it sent back said, y'all bunch of liars, there is seven. Just one of them was out of reach of the eye of man.
Yep.
It wasn't out of reach of the eye of God. And Amos recorded in the Word of God seven stars of Orion, and even though man couldn't see it, it didn't cause it not to be there. When that Hubble telescope got up there, it said, hey, there is seven stars of Orion.
Right.
There's a lot yet to be seen.
Right.
This generation wasn't interested. This generation, baby, they fell by the wayside. This generation didn't continue in the path that was before them like the ones that went before them, amen. They got off course. I call it jaywalking. Amen. I don't know. I know one lady. They got off course somehow. And we're approaching the end of the church age. So we got to get out of the way. The Antichrist can't come on the scene. He can't come on the scene until we do get out of the way. That's what the Bible says there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. Now he that liveth now liveth till we be taken out of the way. We got to get out of the way. But we're out of the way right now. They already got, you know, the comply. Put your mask on. Wear a shield. 6 feet distance. No more than 8. And they're contradicting everything they're saying. But they want us to do it. But anyway, all they're doing is prepping you.
That's right.
For that mark.
Yeah.
And that mark on your right hand.
Right.
And on your forehead. That you can't buy or sell without it. That's all you're doing, being prepped.
Right.
But hallelujah, we've not been pulling nothing around. I'm glad, praise God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm glad we're getting out. I'm glad, praise God, that God gave us salvation through Jesus Christ. I'm glad, praise God, we're not going through the tribulation. I'm glad God had something better in mind for us. And whoa, the heavens of the world, when the church is taken out, I want you to know they're going to drink of the vials of the wrath of God. And it's going to be poured out. Amen. I'll take grace any day of the week.
Amen.
This generation, but they missed it. I mean, they missed it. Amen. And for us, let's remember Lot tried to talk to his son-in-laws in Genesis 19:14. How that he married his daughters, tried to warn them about the wrath that was coming. And they mocked him. And they perished with Sodom.
That's right.
We still got to try.
Right.
We still got to try. We can't give up. Don't go weary and well-doing. We still got to try. We still got to somehow, you know, slip a track in. You know, I'll pay a bill now, put a track in there. I'll tell you right now, when you pay for your meal, put some money down, leave a tip, leave a track.
Amen.
Anyway, the Bible says he that wins souls is wise. They had to go forth weeping. Shall doubtless return again, bringing his sheaves with him.
Right.
Jesus told us to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
Right.
true witness delivers souls, and the true witness delivers souls. I wonder what a false witness does. Well, that answer's in the Bible. Jesus told him in Matthew chapter 25.
Amen.
He said, you come past land and sea to make one proselyte. Mm-hmm. And he said, when you make him, you make him a twofold more child of hell than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's not do that. Let's get them to Jesus. Amen. Let's get them saved.
Amen.
Let's remember the time is short, the day's at hand. I don't know how much longer we got, but however much time we've got, let's not be distracted. Let's stay busy. Get the phone up and use it for something worthwhile. Call somebody up and say, you missed it today. Amen. Call somebody up and say, boy, was it good in the house of God today?
Amen.
Hey, noise in the world.
Amen.
Jesus was in the house.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God.
Yes.
We thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon this little church here today.
Yes.
Lord, we're so thankful. I pray, God, Lord, you'd always be honored here and always get glory here and always be welcome here. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. I like this. Everybody stand. And I like it. Brother Jerry, maybe Sister Sharon, one verse of invitation of him. Maybe somebody needs to talk to the Lord. And if you do, well, Brother Eddie's here. I can't pray for you, but I can pray with you. Let me say this about prayer while I still got the mic on. Sister Sharon called me this week. And she's asking about my wife. And she said, Brother Eddie, you care if I pray for you? I said, well, help yourself. And she got to praying. And I said, amen. And saying, Lord, bless her. Lord, help her. And she's praying, my wife, she got off the phone in the hospital, called me and said, come get your wife, we're sending her home. I said, hallelujah. If you need a prayer, pray to answer. Call her old sister Sharon there, amen. And she got through, amen. I mean, it went all the way. Praise the Lord.
That's what it takes.
I mean, a hospital's still in shock. I am too. She wasn't supposed to come home for like 10 more days. They called and said, come and get her. I said, right now? They said, wait till 3:30, but come and get her. And I did go get her. Go ahead, brother.
Number 114, the first verse.